I've got something stuck in the inside of my beer glass.
Oh, I can imagine how that would perturb you somewhat.
It riles me. It's spoiling.
A weird brain, like you do.
Yeah, shut up. It's not right. There is. I don't like it. It won't pick off either.
Oh well,
we're turn it around so I can't see it.
We're here having a Dipso cast. In the White Horse.
White Horse, Beverley. Beverley in East Yorkshire, of all places.
Which is an interesting pub. It's fantastic in some ways.
It is very oldie-worldy. It seems to have actual authentic gas lighting still.
It does, which means the light level here is incredibly low.
Yeah, and we stand a chance of exploding in a fireball and dying at any point.
Yeah.
And which adds a certain frisson to proceedings, I have to say.
Now, and also being a Sam Smith pub, the beer is exceptionally cheap. In fact, it's so cheap that when we were in earlier and it was my round, and I'd ordered 2 pints of bitter, and the guy said £3. And I had to ask him again, and he still said what sounded like £3.
Yeah.
But even then, I wussed out and gave him a tenner, because I didn't want to look like a prick.
You didn't just say, no, two. 2 pints, not just one. Although even the push around the corner that we've just been to watch the tedious game of football.
Oh, God,
even that was only £3.80 for 2 pints, so that's not bad either, really. Not in this day and age.
Not at all.
No.
Now, you say the football was tedious, but I still think it was a cunning ploy on England's part.
Yeah.
They've got to lull all the other teams into a false sense of security by playing like absolute fucktards.
Well, they're certainly doing that.
Scoring one goal in 2 games.
I can't see anyone breaking much of a sweat about meeting with us so far.
Absolutely. So, you know,
yeah.
It's a plan. Capello's a sensible guy. He knows what he's doing. You've got to have faith.
No, yeah, all right. We'll see how it goes.
We're not going to go out next Wednesday in a sort of festival of humiliation.
And
hatred.
Is a festival of humiliation the exact opposite of a blaze of glory?
It is now.
It shall be. It will be for my book. But yeah. But you've at least been spicing up your evening by taking a cheeky nip in the bogs from your pit flask, haven't you?
I have. Not only am I on such a budget that I'm on £1.50 a pint bitter, but I've got 2 hip flasks on me: one filled with beer and one filled with one filled
with beer hip flask.
No,
that is the lamest hip flask
ever. That would be lame. Yes. No. So one
yeah.
filled with.
I've got literally a fifth of a pint of beer in my jacket.
I have one of whiskey, with Tesco's finest and cheapest, and one of gin, which is also Tesco's cheapest.
Yeah.
I'm doing Tesco proud tonight, topping myself up.
That was Tesco's gin.
I was saying as we came out of the last place, how it was odd. I was slightly shamed. I felt like a Coke doer. Going into the cubicle.
Sneaking into the cubicle for a nip of your hip flask.
But I'm not good at it. I've been shafted by my bank.
Yeah, that is. Explain to the punters what that's all about.
And some subscription I took out to the gentleman's interest site months and months back and then unsubscribed from, which seems that I've just found out he's still charging me.
That is not right.
That's a cunt trick and a half.
So as a warning to you listeners, don't subscribe to Backdoor Housewives. They'll keep stinging you for months to come.
Well, I can't remember exactly which one it was, but it was the worst one ever.
Was
it? Yeah. It wasn't as advertised. I was so disappointed.
Why? What were they advertising and what did you get?
It was more particular models that then weren't apparent.
Oh,
you were in the power, which is not on.
That's not. They're saying this.
Because, you know, I'd appreciate their work for months.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, fair dues. I'll actually then pay some money to the people that have been providing me with this free entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah.
By taking out a, you know, $4 subscription for 3 days, which I'll then cancel immediately whilst ripping off all their content. And what happened? I do exactly that, and they ignore me and they keep charging me.
That is not right.
Yeah, bank charges on top of that. It's really the most expensive, disappointing wank I've ever had.
Have you got back in touch with them? Have you emailed them yet to complain?
The amount that it's cost me so far. I kind of had a proper, lengthy, lubed-up wank off the supermodel of my choice.
Yeah, probably.
at
you could,
cost.
You could certainly have got yourself a lap dance in Halifax for that.
Mm. Not anymore.
Has it gone up?
No, it's closed.
Well, I'm sure I went past it a couple of weeks ago and it was still open.
I'm sure Mr. Wilson didn't tell me that it shut down.
Ah, no, because we never went back either.
No.
That's a shame.
Well, you didn't.
Did you?
I went in on occasion, but
yeah.
I don't know, more than 3 or 4 times top.
Why did you not give me a shout?
I don't know. You may have been doing something with your good lady.
Ah, oh, god damn.
Oh.
That was one of the best value strip clubs I've ever been in.
I've been reminded, actually, we were talking about how nice this Sam Smith pub is.
Yeah. It's very oldie-worldy, uneven floors and everything.
But to alleviate the boredom, we decided we might fancy a game of cards.
Mm.
So I went to the bar to actually get a pack.
Not, I would say, an unreasonable request in a pub, especially an oldie-worldy pub.
Yeah. And in fact, the barmaid then said, oh, I'll ask the landlord. When she asked the landlord, he responded with the word card in the sense that you suggested he'd never even heard of the concept before. Right?
Maybe it's so oldie worldy here that the pub is actually based in a time before they'd even invented cards.
Oh.
It's the only explanation I can come up with. Ooh. Hey, that's very good value. I'm just getting that key manana I had for tea repeating on me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I know. It's like double bubble.
Yeah, I'm not getting much satisfaction out of my budget £1 for 3 Tesco Cornish pasties.
I think I did better with me, a quid for 8 Cumberland sausage rolls and a quid for 4 mini pork pies.
Oh no,
they look all right.
The sausage rolls as well.
Yeah. They'll do you right tomorrow morning.
Although I am quite proud that, really slumming it and camping on a budget.
We're
still going to be having proper espresso coffee in the morning.
Yes, I was very impressed. We got here earlier, and one of the first things after the tents were up was that Tom whipped out his little on-the-stove espresso maker, and we had Americanos before we headed into town. It was most civilised.
You had Americano. I had Americano with whiskey.
Yes, an Irish Americano.
Irish, Scotch.
Yeah.
Americano. Yeah. So, what are we here for? We're here to do proper manly sword dancing for
yes.
the weekend.
Yes, show these pokies what it's all about. There is definitely, I don't know, I think we are, the sword dancing team, are the most unfolky folkies.
Yeah.
Because generally we're just here for a bit, laugh and carry on and go to the pub. Whereas everyone else seems to be, as soon as their tents are pitched, it's sat on the grass with a mandolin or a melodeon or a fucking banjo or something like that.
Yeah, some variety.
Or a little whistle playing a tune the second they're ready. There's no stopping them.
Yeah,
until I set fire to their faces when they keep me awake tonight.
And we could technically have got a lift over it. And as it was, we decided to pay £25 each for a 3-hour train journey with 2 changes.
25 motherfucking.
Just felt we could be here earlier to get to the pub.
Yeah. Well, I think that's an admirable.
How committed we are to the folk world.
Yeah. Ambition, but yeah. Yeah. It was nice actually being here and set up before it was all dark and cold and that. So.
We haven't mentioned it's Beverly, have we?
I don't know. You have now.
If we haven't, then
we're at Beverly Boat Festival, everyone. Yeah.
And it's a perfectly nice place. But I'm a little worried, considering how everything seems to be made of red brick,
yes.
apart from the church and the minster.
Yep.
Who has this red brick fetish? I'm not sure, but it's very obvious that every new build has to be red brick as well.
Yeah. Red brick, but sort of old shaped, but obviously new build.
But it's a very twee, small town.
Mm-hmm.
Very middle class. There's always a lot of money here. And yet, I've never seen as many coppers around as they were tonight.
It is absolutely crawling with the Pope. We were sat in a pub, not a particularly busy pub. We had police come in and just have a word and check everything was alright. And at least 3 or 4 cars or vans drove past the outside and parked up at one point.
Yeah.
during the game. And it really doesn't seem like that kind of troublesome town. I can only assume they're all just bored.
It's the kind of town where you could imagine why there's not a Wetherspoons. Because you could see there's some sort of town council that would have poo-pooed that idea.
Yeah, it's Wetherspoons, ever so scrosy.
The pub that we were in was about as close to a Wetherspoons as you can manage, because it was obviously a chain pub.
If anything, it was ever possibly at least as cheap as a Wetherspoons, maybe slightly cheaper.
And I did like the way that, almost as we were on our way out, but the guy still came round and asked if he could take our stools. We sat at the bar, on stools watching the England fiasco. He took them away, and I said,
because it gets a bit fighty.
Well, yeah, I said as a joke, does it get a bit rough?
Yeah.
And it has been known.
Yeah, apparently they end up hitting each other with the bar stools if they don't take them away at 9 o'clock.
I wasn't sure whether they were taking them to protect the punters or because ultimately they don't want the bar stools to be damaged.
Possibly, yeah. Well, it's an arsehole cleaning blood off the carpet, so they're going to want to save themselves that trouble.
I don't know whether I mentioned before, but I've only been in one couple of bar fights. Well, I take it in. I was sort of a mild observer in Lewisham, in the Wetherspoons there. But when someone is hit by a chair in a bar brawl, it doesn't splinter like in the films. It just sort of emits a dull thud and looks like it hurts a lot.
That's very disappointing. I've only ever seen one proper bar fight as well. There was four of us waiting in a pub at Euston for a train. And it all just kicked off around us. And there was one point where some bloke got punched onto our table. And as a man, the four of us, as he fell over, lifted our pints up. He smashed under the table, got up, and we put them all back down again and carried on. It was quite good.
I have one of the pubs back home seen a guy, a horrible old wife beater.
Retribution
meter on him.
Yeah.
I smashed in the face, and I actually saw one of his teeth
come
out and arc through the air. Onto the carpet.
I didn't even know that happened.
I don't know, it may well have been false. It may well have been something I've never heard about.
Yeah.
It obviously had some value to him, because his first thought was to scrabble around on the floor for it. Happy days.
What luck.
That's when back in the days when I used to get pissed with my granddad.
That's nice. I don't think I've ever got pissed with my granddad. I've got pissed with my dad, but not my granddad.
No, pissed with both. Although never both together. Because they don't mix.
No, I've heard they're not, drinking chums generally.
I've seen the results of that before. It's
really
not
good to get messy. And bar stools
can hold. there's no bar stools by the end of the night.
I can imagine if your granddad was hit with a bar stool, he would splinter like a bar stool does in films. The stool would be fine, he'd just fall apart.
Yeah, I get to 90 though.
Is he 90 now?
He's just got 90 this last year. He'll be 90, wasn't he? So it's August.
Blimey.
How he carries on going. Because he can hardly see. He's got no short-term memory at all.
No.
We're constantly amazed at how he doesn't burn himself to death by leaving the gas. He might feel hungry and then just forget that he's put some burgers on to fry.
He clearly manages for the time being.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah.
He still gets out for the occasional pint.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just hoping I've got his genes. If I'm still going and having the odd snifter at 90, I'm not going to complain.
It's not bad. Do you reckon he's going to hit the ton?
Oh, it's difficult. He's certainly aiming for it now.
Oh, is he?
For the last three decades, he's been saying every year that he doesn't think he'll make it next birthday.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he gets to 90 and he's setting his sights on the sun.
Wow.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's
why he stopped drinking.
You've got to have focus.
You've got something to aim for.
Mm.
I think he's just been inspired by the Queen. I think he just wants to piss my dad off by living as long as he can and annoy him. See, what have I got left, ultimately? Have I got my health? Not particularly. Can I get out and about? No.
Not
my
very much. No. Yeah.
Fuck, I can piss off my son. As long as possible.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, happy familial note.
Yes.
We'll probably sign off.
That'll probably do for now, won't it?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, lovely readers. Kissy kiss.
Readers?
Listeners. That's it.
You clap.
Fuck, I'm drunk.